Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3 en ek gesels met kaptein Dave Miller. Dit is jou misdaadverslag. Captain, how are you?
Doing very well and yourself as always. Thank you, Pieter.
I'm fine, thanks, Captain. Great. We're talking about theft out of motor vehicles.
Yes. Oh, we've had many conversations about this topic.
Yes, but it stops, doesn't stop.
I think the listeners out there are getting bored of our stories. So, yes, theft out of motor vehicle is specifically in our area, in the Lyttelton policing area, a bit of a concern for us at the moment, as well as within the greater Pretoria area. And we are seeing a slight shift in the tendency and the modus operandi of the suspects. A while ago, there was a lot of vehicle jamming that was being utilized where you would go to a shopping center, try and lock your vehicle with the remote of your vehicle, and the criminals would have some sort of a jamming device and then block that signal, making sure that your vehicle doesn't lock.
Yeah.
We've seen a bit of a decrease in terms of that modus operandi at the moment, and it can possibly be due to advanced technology. A lot of shopping centers have engaged the use of anti-jamming device detectors that sends off an alarm. It can also be that maybe a lot more people are becoming aware of that, and they're becoming more vigilant when they are locking their vehicles.
Yeah.
So what we're finding at the moment, and specifically I can talk from our policing precinct, is there's a lot more windows being broken and door locks being forced.
Okay.
So once again, then we're back to the old adage of, you know, boot it or lose it. Try as far as possible, make sure before you leave for your destination to put your valuables that you aren't going to be taking out, if you have to take valuables with you, put them out of sight. Obviously, somebody that walks past that wants to steal and break into something is looking for an easy target. So they would rather know that there's something in the car than take a chance and maybe there's nothing in the vehicle. So our advice is always boot it or lose it. Keep your valuables out of sight. We get a lot of cell phones that are stolen in vehicles. And it's a very strange concept for us because, I mean, a cell phone is usually 90% of the time in your possession.
Yes, yeah.
You know? Potentially, we do suspect that a lot of it does boil down to a bit of insurance fraud as well.
Okay.
There is obviously a percentage of people that run into the shop quickly. Your phone has been down in the vehicle. You run in, come back, and it's stolen. It's a legitimate case. But we are aware that there's a lot of insurance fraud going on with regards to the theft out of motor vehicles as well.
Yeah. And if you've got big stuff, like we've got guitars that we have to take home, go take it home. Don't leave it in your car.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the main things that the criminals are targeting is laptops, cell phones. They know a lot of the gyms, the things early in the morning. So they know a lot of people that go in gym early in the morning, their routine is to go gym, from gym, shower, jump into the car and go straight to work. So the chances that they're going to get something in a vehicle is very good. So especially when you are going to gyms and things like that early morning and late evenings, please try and be vigilant. I know a lot of places have got lockers. Sometimes those lockers are not as secure.
Yeah.
But try and make a point of not taking too many valuables with you when you go there.
Thank you so much, Captain.
Pleasure, ma'am.
Be safe.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.